yesterday was a record day for Magic Millions, and so far this sale has eclipsed all previous records. And Barry Bowditch joins me now. Barry, we spoke yesterday and said it couldn't possibly get better, could it? Well, was yesterday beyond your even wildest dreams?
It was sensational from start to finish. I can't explain it. $8 million lots, and I think it was record turnover for any one day here at a yearling sale, and an average, I don't know what the average would have been yesterday, but it must have been 320 or 330,000 per horse, which is huge given the fact we're selling well over 90% and, a huge number of horses each day.
94% is the rate of sales, which is incredible to be so deep into the overall sale and to have that percentage. And then you look at the average overall, which is just a tick under 300,000, 298,000. The gross is $20 million up year on year at the same stage. When you have your pre-planning meetings, did you even put any of those KPIs on the whiteboard?
Well, you always think, it'd be good to do better than last year. That'd be nice. But, you never, for the last 3 or 4 years, we haven't expected to, but the sale, it goes from strength to strength. I think, obviously vendors are bringing better product here. Buyers have got a lot more confidence in the sale. The economy's going the right way. And I think I was talking to a couple of the bigger buyers yesterday. They said the graduate success out of this sale, it's so solid. It's getting those big races won more than any other sale in the country, and they're earmarking saying, they've got 3-4 months on the next best sale to have their horses up and running and through the systems, and that's a huge advantage to them.
And the syndicates, the stallion syndicates, have come together, and it's become a perfect storm. And we saw the prime example of that yesterday with the top lot, $1.9 million, I'm Invincible, bought by Tom Magnier for his stallion syndicate.
Exactly, $1.9 million. I predicted he'd be the colt of the sale, and I think he'll be clubhouse leader to the end now. He was a star colt, and, I think there was 3, 4, 5 people on him above $1 million. Tom, when they want one, they don't get run down too often.
Did you think there would be $8 million lots yesterday?
Thought 6, so okay. Yeah, we'll take 8.
1.5, Kiramar Bloodstock, the Piero Ravi colt was the second highest, and then you had Snitzel Sweet Cherry for 1.35, 1.25, Zoo Star Summer Sham, which was from Widden, and that was the Rosemont Victorian Alliance. They've had a couple of big hits yesterday.
Yeah, they're zeroing in on the Zoo Stars. I know they're keeping a few other colts on us thus far, but I think they've got a handful more on their list. So, they're obviously, I think Hannah Wall, Ryan McAvoy, they're experts when it comes to Zooster. They know the horse better than anyone. And they've got a lot of confidence in their ability when it comes to buying the best Zoosters, in Australia.
And a great result for Lauriston in Victoria. The highest priced horse that they have ever had through the ring. $1.1 million, the not a singled out Rodomine colt. Tom Magnier again.
Yeah, that was fantastic, because last year, remember, they sold the weanling for $280,000, and then Steve Grant at Silverdale brought the filly up here, that weanling, and made $750 or $800. So it was, left a bit in the tank there. So he's brought the colt up here himself this year, and he's got the lot.
Brilliant. That is great to see. Yeah. Have you spoken to Jerry? What was he like last night?
He was fantastic, actually. We had a quick debrief after the sale, and, they're in a great frame of mind when it comes to this business. They want to make it bigger and better, and it's all about expanding it, whether it be new races or new events. This brand's only going to strength from strength to strength, and I'd look at 2023, because it's only going to be stronger for the confidence that we've all got in our ability through this sale.
And today, can there be more diamonds that are exposed today?
It's a little bit harder day to predict, I think. I think it's a really solid day. I was just flicking through our highlight lots today as I come on air, and good strong day. I think there will be fireworks at some point. I couldn't predict the exact lot. The horses I'm looking forward to seeing sell are there's an I'm Invincible filly lot 676 down at Millburn Creek. I think she's a half to spend, I think, from memory. Really nice filly. Like, she's one of the better fillies by I'm Invincible here. One of Arrowfield's best horses is in today. They've got two good Snitzel colts to go. One today, one tomorrow night. The one today is out of You're So Good, a Savabil mare that showed a bit of ability. Lot 704, he'll do well. There's not a singled out colt over at Arrowfield as well today out of Zillow. I think he'll be popular. Interesting horse days at Willow Park, lot 719. He's a Lope de Vega colt out of a mare called Acume. And funny enough, Acume did all the racing here, so it's got the colonial pedigree with the international star. I'd suggest he'll be very popular, and he could be the one that'll go all the way. The more I think about it, there's a justified sled me today, 801. He's a clone of his old man. He's the most likely horse to look exactly like Justify here on the grounds, out of a really sexy pedigree Jabawi mare. So, there's great depth. I could mention a few more to you, but they're the ones. And there's a deep field colt right at the end of the day. I think he might even be almost the last lot today. He's right there near the end. Deep field out of Capital Commander. He'll be 835. Right. They're the ones I'm looking forward to, but, just hopefully we can keep that clearance rate up above 90%. And, you know, if the average come off a bit, you know, I kind of expect that. But, there'll be good deep bidding, and I think it's just a confident market. There's buyers at all ends, and, as we say, 10 a.m. this morning, looking forward to getting back into it. It's just fantastic.
Absolutely. And then you've got the night session after the millions tomorrow, which can usually be a bit boisterous, a bit rowdy.
Yeah, well, the amount of people that are just looking forward, I've been tipped about 25 horses tomorrow, so there's plenty of people that can win a race here tomorrow, which is great.
Give us your best tip, the strongest tip you've got.
The first race, Peter Snowden's horse, Warmth.
Well, that's good, because he's my first guest coming up after the break.
Yeah, Warmth. I think Snowden could be in for a big day. Warmth into a way game, into Russian conquest.
All right, I like it. That's the treble all up. You're hot at the moment. Everything you touch is gold, so we'll follow your tips as well. Have a good day today, and... are you trackside tomorrow?
Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
One of the great days of the year.
Absolutely. And as we said earlier in the week, having a look through the millions field, a lot of the horses were reasonably cheap compared to the prices we've been talking about at the top end are in the $2 million final on Saturday.
Absolutely. They're not all from Book 1 January. There's Book 2 horses. As we're just sitting here, all the Book 2 yearlings are coming through for Sunday and Monday sale. And, that just bodes more opportunity. It's a sale we expect to average 60, 70 grand, which is, well below 300, so it gives that next tier of the market a good chance of having a shot at racing for the big prize money.
Good on you, Barry. Good luck today.
Thank you. Cheers, Michael.
Unbelievable day yesterday it was through the sales ring. Speaking of Team Snowden, we'll be having a chat to Paul after the break, and also Tony McAvoy as we find you the weekend winners.